T-Mobile.
Good morning, Steve. KO4HGX.
Patrick, how are you today?
Got a toothache, but other than that, I'm doing good.
Tell by your voice, we're not quite 100%. Well, hopefully that thing will resolve here pretty quick. I know how irritating and aggravating something like that can be. Hey, have you heard KB2HXS Dave on here this morning?
No.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll have to use a landline to get a hold of the boy. So other than the toothache, how are you doing?
Good. But I don't know if you want to get a hold of that guy.
Doubled. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, guys, you gotta stop quick hand. Let me get back with you, Steve. I just got a phone call.
Okay, tap me back on the radio when you get done. I'm headed down towards Greer. So, yeah, Patrick, try that again. So how you doing other than the toothache?
Doing okay. Just, I don't know, I ate something that jabbed me in the gum and bugging me.
Are you back at work? No. This is Friday. You don't come to Greenville on Friday.
Right now, I'm just sitting at the house relaxing for a few minutes, and here shortly I'll get up and start doing my office stuff.
So I hope you got to sleep late this morning. Well, I'm out running about trying to get some office banking done and trying to get a car detailed so I can sell it. Running around doing all kind of crazy stuff.
Which car are you selling now?
I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't try to do that over the radio. That sounds like I'm trying to do some advertising. Yeah, but anyhow, I got a Caddy for sale.
That I didn't know if you was getting rid of the little Saturn, but I think I remember you saying you give it to your son-in-law or daughter.
I sold that Saturn. The fella came along and gave me the right money for it. And I bought my sweetie a new weekend convertible, and I've got a 2014 Cadillac that I'm trying to sell. The SRX, one of those SUVs.
Well, good luck. Hopefully it goes quick and Don't hang around too long or give you too much trouble getting rid of it or having to deal with the million phone calls about it.
You know where I live. I'm going to put it out there on the front of New Cut Road there. Put a for sale sign on it. I've sold three or four things off the front of there. I sold a camper and a Saturn and a boat and a couple other things out there. It's got good traffic, so, you know, hopefully I won't have to go do the advertising thing.
So what else you been up to other than that?
I have been doing all of my due diligence to get all of my airplanes all trimmed up, repaired, and back in shape where I can go out and fly. Now all I got to do is wait for the air to get reasonable to, be able to fly. Man, it has been crazy windy, hasn't it?
It's been unusually windy this year. Seems like it never really settles down lately.
Quick break there, see if anybody else wanted to pop in. Yeah, seems like every time the wind is down, like today, it's just a very... We have a extremely fine mist out here this morning, and I don't fly in the clouds in the mist, and when it does clear off, the wind is blowing the clouds through to where you can't fly, so the Ides of March should pass on.
Dave, KO4HGX.
Thank you, sir. Yes, Steve, how may I help you today?
As usual, I think you've got that backwards. You know, you left your caffeine machine my vehicle, and I'm coming down to Greer, down in that area today. I just wondered if you wanted me to stop by or whatever and give you your Bucky's Caffeine Administrator.
Yes, that would be nice. Yes, I know I left it in your vehicle. In fact, I think I told you. But yeah, let me know where you're going to be. I'll come get it, or if you want to stop by, I don't care. That's fine.
Well, I'm headed down towards Greer on 357 right now. Is this too early?
No, I'm dressed and ready to go. Heck, where are you going to be?
When's about been to your house?
I don't know, 2 or 3.
I can't remember exactly how to get back in there to your house. Tell me how you come back in there from Wade Hampton. What road do you turn up to go up to your house?
14.
Off 14 where?
So you turn on 14 towards Landrum, go to the third traffic light, turn left, and then turn right, and you're on my block.
What, you want to come down and meet me at the Waffle House there at 14 in Wade Hampton?
Pain in the butt to get back out of. let me get myself together. I'll meet you there in a minute.
Well, what's an easier spot to meet at, bud? I don't mind.
I'm only, like, you can come to the house. I don't care. I'm not going to bite too hard.
Straight, and then we'll let you back in there. I don't mean to freeze you out, buddy. So if I turn up 14, I'm going to come up to where?
The third traffic light where Taylor's Road comes up and crosses, and just make that right on CCC Camp, and then make your first left on my block.
Oh, yeah. I remember now. All right. Yeah, all right. We'll be over that way in a few minutes. And, anyhow, Patrick, straighten this boy out.
There's no help for that guy.
I think you resemble that remark.
I'm sitting here laughing my head off. That's okay, guys. That's okay. That's all right. No problem. I get it. I'm sure somebody loves me somewhere. KB2HX. That's right.
Can you, Patrick? He left his... He got a Bucky's stainless steel coffee mug and left it in my vehicle. And forgot it in my vehicle, and then he called me back and said, "Oh, don't throw that away! Oh, that's my favorite coffee mug." It just tells you where his priorities are.
You two or something else. And where'd you find a Bucky's at around here, Dave?
I actually have two of those cups. I have a red one and a white one. I got that one down in Florida on the way back last trip when we were on that cruise back in March. I already had the white one, and I wanted to pick up a red one. But there's supposed to be a Bucky's down in Anderson now, or they're building it, or it's not open yet, but they're starting to pop up all over the place. I tell you what a fantastic concept. Have you ever been to one, Patrick?
No, I have not. I've heard a lot about them and been kind of watching them build the one over at 407 on Interstate 40 over there at Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg and all that.
If you get a chance to get into one, it's pretty cool. It's like going into a mall. Excuse me. It's huge. It's got, you know, so many gas and diesel pumps. It's not funny, but it's really nice. There's a couple in Florida. And I think they're building one in Anderson, and I don't know where else. But, it's up and coming. I'm going to let you two gentlemen, I'm going to use that term loosely, carry on. I'm going to go and get myself together here and wait for Steve's arrival. So, Steve, pick it up. I'm going to be listening from a distance, KB2HXS.
Do know that since I am returning your cherished item, there should be appropriate fanfare when I pull in.
you. I'll strike up the band.
That's band and get ready, baby. Oh, me. Hopefully we made you smile there, Patrick.
Yeah, you two chuckleheads make me laugh for sure.
One of my little pieces of sagebrush philosophy is if you can't have a little fun along the way, what's the point in going?
Always up for a good laugh. It makes the days more enjoyable, that's for sure. And you two do a good job at it.
With Dave as such a, I don't want to use the word target, but with such a subject as Dave, I mean, it's a high sweet one coming right across the plate.
Roger that. He does lob them in there every now and then, that's for sure.
Oh, me. Well, he's a good guy, I tell you what. You know, don't let anybody know that I said that. I tell you what, you go and enjoy the rest of your morning now that we've brightened your day, even under the clouds, and you've had your daily injection of grins and giggles. So, I hope you two get better, bud. KN4 VWA, 73s, clear.
Dave and Steve, y'all have a good day, and good to talk to both of you. KN4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.